How am I just going to come up with all these intro stories, though?
We don't for this show.
Oh, thank God. Thanks. That's going to be a lot to think about.
Like, I've got a couple stories, and I was prepped just in case we're doing, like, a main line or something.
Oh, okay. Oh, whatever. It's just dirty glass. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Welcome to Nerdy Thursday, the South Park.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Been a while. Welcome to Nerdy Thursday, does South Park.
Too much head.
Well, that was a terrible pour.
Said nobody ever.
It was a terrible pour, but I needed the sound effect.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be my friend.
Welcome everybody to See You Next Tuesday, a Nerdy Thursday South Park podcast, brought to you by Nerdy Thursday and the boys named Sean and Mitch. Dude, I have no fucking clue where I was going with that.
I like it. It's a good start.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Get this out of the way first.
I'm your host, Sean, and with me is your other host, Mitch. As always, what's up, dude?
Oh, not much, man.
Cool.
Gonna jump right out in front of this, because yeah. I told you to take care of that. No, hold on to that. But they're going to be very shocked to only hear the one beer crack, and then you pretending to crack one with an awful sound effect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You would think with the hundreds of pops that I've heard in the past year,
you'd be better at it.
Then I'd be way better at it.
Maybe.
Okay.
The doctor told me I should cut back on my drinking and some other things for my health.
Uh-huh.
So if we only crack one beer, I'm cutting back.
I guess so.
You should know.
You should also get a new doctor. Because
amen.
That's some bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. What are we drinking?
Excuse me. Sorry. It's been a while since I popped one of these good old bad boys. I've been drinking the shit. We are drinking from Vanished Valley Brewing Company, which is... I don't know where that is. Do you know where it's from?
No, but I gave you the can to study just for that reason. While you do that, I can't tell them it's a 6.7%.
Yeah, and it's from Ludlow, Massachusetts, so relatively local, about an hour and a half away. It is the Watershed IPA, and... smells really good, and tastes splendid.
Yeah,
tastes resplendent.
The real nice nose is definitely helping with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, we're back to yet another episode of See You Next Tuesday. Sorry we couldn't have Gus on this week, but
he was on last week.
That's good enough for me. Yeah, we feel like that last one was good enough of a bonus that you guys are good with Gus for the next year and a half.
At least.
I know it's enough for us.
So suck it, Drew.
Shit. But we are back here with another South Park episode. I don't remember the name of the episode. Do you remember it off the top of your head? Or
it's Damien.
Damien. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Can't believe you'd forget that. Did you even watch this episode?
Yes.
I don't believe you at all.
We literally just finished it about 10 minutes ago.
We watched it together, snuggled up on the couch, because it's like 55 degrees in here.
Dude, it is fucking brick in here.
5 inches of snow.
Jesus Christ. Like, I thought laying at my house before I came down here, I'm like, I keep my house about 60 degrees. You know, I keep it there about year-round, and I'm comfortable in that. We got like 3 inches of snow yesterday, so it's still kind of, you know, the air's a little bit brisk. Oh, yeah. Thank you for taking that picture. Wrapped up in this fucking blanket. Dude, I got here. I was just like, holy shit, this place is cold. So, yeah.
It's not even that bad.
No, it's pretty awful.
That's why I wear slippers normally. But I got big socks on because we were playing outside in the snow.
Oh, those are some pretty nice socks.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. So let's hop into this episode. As everybody knows, this is just our bonus episode when we get around to it. It's on the shorter end where we just like to go episode by episode through South Park and give you a little recap. This was episode 10, I want to say.
Of the first season.
Episode 10 of the first season. How many are there?
13.
Damn, we're almost there,
dude. We're almost through the first season.
Dude, it almost took us a year to get through a year of South Park.
It's only been 8 months, so we're doing pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. much like Superman is awesome. It's been a while.
That means he thinks it's not awesome.
No, it was pretty awesome. So what we're going to do is going to run through the episode real quick, give our thoughts, talk about who the character of the show was, and rate Kenny's death in the episode overall. I don't remember any of the previous deaths or any of the previous ratings, but we'll wing it. We'll go on an episode by episode. So this is basically one of the shows where it's Damien is the new kid in town. He's the new kid in school. And so the teachers and everyone expects everyone to be nice to him. Problem is he's the son of Satan, and he's a little piece of shit.
He is a little piece of shit.
It doesn't help that Cartman and Stan and Kyle and Kenny are all assholes to him, like, right off the rip.
Yeah.
So that didn't help matters. This episode also takes place around Cartman's birthday.
Yeah. And a couple days leading up to it and on his birthday.
Yeah, which the episode starts with him giving invitations to everyone but Pip, because that invitation stuck up his ass.
And the new kid, yep.
Yeah, and the new kid. And Cartman does his birthday a little bit weird, and I don't think
it's weird at all. I love it.
I respect his style. On his invitation, it had a toy name on it. That's what he expects you to bring to his birthday party.
I mean, it's basically a wedding registry or a baby shower, you know, registry. I like it.
It's pretty awesome.
It shows pizzazz, I think. I couldn't think of the word I really wanted.
I also like later in the episode when all the kids are showing up for his birthday party, he's like, all right, presents over there. And then, like, even later in the episode, he's opening presents, and
God, the Red Mega Man!
As he gets the presents that he wants, he's like, all right, now you can go get some pie, cake, and ice cream. And the kid just books it to go get it. So I thought that was pretty great.
But I liked it because he was saying what he got before, like, he took the box, like, the lid off. He unwrapped it and we got ready to take the lid off and was just like, oh, yeah.
And
the
Mega Man. From Kyle, I got a Red Mega. What the fuck is this?
Ants in the pants.
It's a game, dude. So funny. Big finger of shame to the South Park creators. Mega Man is an actual Nintendo game.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck this Mega Mega Man, this Mega Mega Manazord, whatever the fuck.
Ultra Mega Mega Man.
Whatever the fuck it is. This ain't no Power Rangers. This ain't no stinking... What's that other one? Ultron? Ultraman? Rocket Man?
I don't know.
One of those shows where they all combine to make this Megazord thing. Whatever.
That was Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was actually, like, when they were talking about Mega Man, I was really excited that they were actually going to bring out, like, Mega Man.
No way.
So, yeah, whatever. So anyways, kid comes into town, starts causing trouble, flips Cartman over in his seat, starts lighting everything on fire with his eyeballs, starts a tornado in the cafeteria with, like, for some reason there was a gun, a cow.
The gun, the cow, thing of milk, Mr. Hankey went by a couple times. An alien poster, and a couple random things. Fuck you, Moose, we're recording.
Tell us what you really feel about the episode.
Did you like it?
Shit. And so he's like, bring me Jesus, blah, 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 blah. So the kids go and find Jesus at his local access.
It's not hard when he's on TV.
Whatever, TV station. Getting ready for a show. So Jesus comes, meets Damien.
Yep.
Because he said Prince of Darkness or whatever. Yeah. So he's like, oh yeah, keyword.
And he's like, Jesus, I'll fight your dad.
Yep. So he shows up. Satan shows up in the cloud, says, next Saturday, me versus you. It like turns into this gigantic, like, if you guys were to watch any commercial for a UFC fight right now, like, this is basically what was going on. And it actually, like, it kind of made my day, because I've been watching a lot of UFC over the past 2 years, and, like, you see those commercials, and it's just like, yeah, get you all amped up. I was getting kind of amped up, looking forward to this fight on the TV.
Nice.
So I thought that was pretty great. They said the price of the pay-per-view was $49.95.
Imagine, remember those days?
Yeah, now it's, like, $69.95.
Yeah.
But if you're a business, you think about it, that's not that bad.
If you're a business and you want to show it in your restaurant or something, you have to pay $900.
Yeah, and in the very least, didn't the place that we're showing the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight, then they have to do almost $5,000?
Don't remember.
Oh.
But yeah, it's stupid amounts of money.
I remember someone saying something along those lines. Yeah. It's like,
so if you see pay-per-views being broadcast somewhere and they say no cover, go.
Yeah, you're getting a steal. And please eat. Eat and get some food and get some drinks.
Yeah.
Because you're helping them out big time. So they get this all started up. And so Chef starts training with Jesus.
Yep.
And Jesus, as you can imagine, Jesus is a little bitch.
Wow.
He's... he's a pipsqueak.
Clearly, just speaking about the South Park episode.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to church a bunch as a kid?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I stopped at about 8th grade.
Can't believe you just said that.
I'm talking about the episode, clearly.
Oh, okay.
Duh. So, they're training, and then Chef knocks out Jesus in, like, one punch.
One little arm punch to the arm.
Oh, to the arm? Yeah. I must have missed that.
I don't know if you felt this way, but the whole time I was watching the fights, especially when they did from behind Jesus,
mm-hmm.
it just felt like...
Punch out?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson punch out?
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking the exact same thing.
I was,
like, yeah.
I was kind of mad they didn't like do the whole swing.
Do, 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 do.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, man.
I like when, especially during the fight, he hit him a couple times and the halo starts rocking left to right. It's kind of like a knockout bar. Like in Fight Night when you got hit enough to come back,
yep.
You had to line up the ref. That's what it like reminded me of, going That's back so and fun. Forth like that.
That's so great. And then, I was thinking the exact same thing. Man.
Then he gets his pep talk from Stan
mm-hmm.
right at the end, right before he punches him, like you said. And then he takes the halo off. And he's like, all right, it's time to get down to business.
Dude, I thought that was hilarious. So that kind of brings us into a whole nother sub-story that was going on here. Also, Damien, after he's, like, lighting stuff on fire, pretty much the first thing he does in this episode is turns Kenny into a duck-bill platypus.
Yep.
So that's something that happened all episode, pretty much. But once it's announced that Jesus and Satan are going to be fighting, everyone runs to the bookies, as was established in, what, like, the first two episodes of the season? Is the town having a pretty big gambling addiction? So everyone runs to the bookies, and it seems like everyone's placing their bets on Jesus. Now, a couple days later at the weigh-in, turns out Satan's like 320 pounds, and Jesus is 135 pounds.
I was gonna say, just like three times as big.
Yeah. Like, Satan's Jesus. Huge, like, jacked upper body, little cow legs and whatever. And then everyone runs to the bookie.
It's big old dick on his chest.
Yeah. And everyone changes their bet to Satan. Jesus catches wind of this, feels like everyone's quote-unquote forsaken him, and has lost pretty much all will to fight, which you see in the fight.
Well, 99.9% of the bets were on against him.
Yeah, he said one person kept his bet on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into the fight, we'll find out, in one corner... Jesus, the Savior, Christ.
I was making sure. I want to make sure you rolled the R's real good.
I had to. I saw your head snap up and look at me. I'm like, are you gonna do that?
Carolina would be proud.
Dude, I got to show you a picture I took of her the other day. Anyways,
it's getting off topic.
I know. I mainly said that just so I'd remember for after. And then in the other corner, the dark, dark black corner, wearing the dark black trunks, Beelzebub. Now Jesus is just getting his shit pushed in for pretty much the entire fight, which coincides is happening at the same time as Cartman's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids got kicked out of Cartman's birthday party because Stan got him...
Kyle got him the wrong gift.
So the party's over. Everyone goes to the fight. They give Jesus a little pep talk. Jesus gives him the puniest little bitch of a punch in the arm, and Satan drops like a potato for the 10 count. Turns out the one person that put all of the money on Jesus was Satan. Because when you bet on the devil, you never win. Yeah?
So you did go to church a lot.
No, that's what Jesus said earlier in the episode. yeah, that happens. Then all of a sudden, Jimbo in the audience sees Kenny as a duckbill platypus. Goes, look, a rare duckbill platypus.
I say it throws it back to episode 2, I think.
He's coming right for us.
Love it.
And that was pretty much the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's a good, 15-minute recap?
Yeah.
Probably right around.
Yeah, about 10 minutes it took us to get through that. Not too shabby.
Which brings us right to what everybody's interested in.
Uh-huh.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part of the character.
Favorite part of the character?
Of the show.
My favorite part of the character is just the honking wiener.
No.
The big old ding-dong right on Satan's chest.
I think my favorite part of this episode was every scene that the priest was in. Like, because when they're at the weigh-ins and the priest goes, hey, look, it's that guy from the local access TV show. Like, Jesus and Friends.
Yeah.
Like, you're the priest. And then, like, when Jesus confronts everybody about the switching their bets over to Satan.
He takes the high road.
Yeah, he's like, how dare all of you? And Jesus is like, you switch too. I love that.
Typical priest.
Yeah, pretty much everything he was in was my favorite part.
Nice.
What about yourself?
So would that be... Well, I'm going to skip ahead then. Is that your favorite character of the episode?
Yep.
Nice.
That's my favorite character.
Gotcha. I wrote down a couple different things.
Okay.
First, I'll go with my absolute favorite part.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll mix in the other parts because it involves my favorite character.
Okay.
So my favorite part is when Damien's walking through the playground and he just starts shooting off fireballs, burning down everything that's fun. The slides, the merry-go-round, the things that rock back and forth. I don't even know.
The seahorse?
Yeah, I guess.
Seesaw?
It's not really a seesaw, though, because it's just you by yourself. The seesaw is the two-person thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you call them, but those things are sweet. But anyway, Butters is on them like the monkey bar, so he starts to burn that on fire, and all you hear Butters go, like the littlest, girliest scream ever. Nobody else makes noise when their thing gets burnt, but he's just like, there's that.
Uh-huh.
Then my favorite character in the episode was Jimbo.
Okay.
Especially because of the throwback right at the end. But also because same part where he said he's going to go switch his bet. Or like the weigh-in happens and they want to go start to switch their bet. He's the first one to pipe up and be like, I think I left my oven on. But even funnier than that is Mr. Garrison's like, I think I left your oven on too. And I was like... What a better way to come up with an excuse than saying something wild like that.
That's a good call.
Only other characters I noticed that were worth mentioning were the parents of the kid that's like, oh, that's gay.
Oh, yeah, Mephisto or whatever? Well, no, not Mephisto, but the two assholes. Oh, but
yeah,
gay.
That are his kids.
Gay dog.
Yeah.
They're exactly the same.
They even look the same.
One more part, real quick, was another little story that we didn't touch upon was Damien, like, bonding with Pip over everyone hating them.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, so right in the beginning, Cartman bashes Pip, like, with the, oh, you didn't get an invitation? Oh, that's because it's right up my ass! And then, like, he did the same thing to Damien, and then... Pip tries to, like, talk Damien through, like, how to get people to like him when, like, nobody likes Pip to begin with. And it all kind of sets up to Damien blowing up Pip at the end because he realizes kids will like him if he doesn't like Pip. So I thought that was
typical
pretty good,
typical elementary school stuff.
I thought that was pretty good. Did you have some more stuff over there?
No.
No?
I'm cleared.
Okay. So that kind of brings us to probably, how would you rate Kenny's death?
The throwback, hunting thing. Give it, Really enjoyed it. So probably, for just the death, a 22 out of a bowl of duckbill platypuses on the wall.
Nice. Nice. I would... See, the thing with this season, and it's like, when you think back on South Park, I guess you just remember all of the really funny ways that Kenny died.
Yeah.
But this season had some really awful deaths. Like, really shitty, like, unmemorable ones. I think the only ones I really remember are the one where death touches him. The one where... Fucking, I don't even know how he died. And the, you know the one where... He was in the Thanksgiving one where he was in the cream corn machine, and I thought he was gonna die in there. I don't even remember how he died in that episode.
No,
fuck, man. But I feel like this would be one of the most memorable ways that he died in this season, and for that I would give it 24 out of a bowl of Jimbo's guns.
Nice,
yeah. Huh. As an for an episode on the hall. For an episode as a whole, how would you rate this one? On a scale, nice. Never mind. Hold on, erase it. It's been a while.
We just did this last week.
Yeah. Here I go, pulling back that curtain again. On a scale of 1 to a bowl of Jungle Jim set on fire, mm-hmm. How'd you rate this episode?
Great question. Probably rate this episode compared to the other episodes I can't remember watching because I have, like, it works really well with the episodes that are playing now and uh-huh. I'm caught up and I'm watching the ones as we're watching them.
Yeah.
So, or as they're coming out. So, on a scale of the old ones, not related to the new ones, on its own, I would probably give it a 19 out of a bowl. Of Jungle Jim set on fire. Now, Sean, on a scale of 1 to a bowl of Pip fireworks, how many Pip fireworks would you give this episode?
I would give this episode... it wasn't bad, and it wasn't fantastic, but it was like it was very enjoyable. I'd give it like 20. I'd give it 21 Pip fireworks.
Nice.
And now I wish that I did my scale on a scale of 1 to a bowl of Mega Man cereal.
Well, it's too late.
Son of a bitch! Well,
that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, thanks for listening, guys. As always, theme song, cowbungabreakfast.bandcamp.com. Mention Nerdy Thursday. Brian, website, logos. Website has all our social media.
Yeah, find us there.
And you can find us at patreon.com.
We don't do that on this one. That's only for Thursday.
Never mind.
So until next...
Don't look us up.
Week.
See you I guess next. We'll just see you next Thursday. Shit, it's been too long.
Next one will be better.
It smells like dog shit in here.
He farted.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not 7 like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. Could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel and cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.